Nora, what a turnout here. It's been brilliant, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, we didn't expect to come home to so many people here in the airport, so it's great. And just so many different faces as well. It's both family, friends, but just supporters, people out from their local rugby club. It's great to see.
Talk to me about the last couple of weeks, really living the dream in so many respects.
It's like when we come home here now, we're looking at each other going, God, were we away for that long? Like, our first game against USA seems like a lifetime ago at this stage. But like, it's a great team. We're a great bunch of players. We all get on so well. And you're out there, I mean, you take it very serious, but we have the crack as well. So it's been a good mixture of matches, fun, entertainment, and a bit of serious business as well.
Lighthearted moments really help in a pressurised environment like the World Cup. And I mentioned the New Zealand game. You had to perform out of your skins that day, didn't you?
Yeah, and I think it just shows what this team has in them and what we can do. You know, when everything clicks on the day, we've got a huge performance in us, but I suppose at this level it's about making it click all the time on the day, you know. But New Zealand match was amazing, and it's definitely probably each player here, it's going to be our highlight for a while, and definitely a match to remember.
The target going out there was to get a semi-final spot. You got that, but you wanted more. Are you disappointed or happy coming home, or is it a case of mixed emotions now?
We're slightly disappointed, to be honest. But in saying that, when we were leaving, a lot of people were looking at us saying, you know, realistically, what do you think you'll do? Probably beat USA, you'll lose to New Zealand, etc., etc. And it was very negative, you know, kind of people talking to us. Whereas as players, we were, well, no, why would we go to a World Cup and not aim to try and win it? And simple as that. So, look, fourth place is amazing. Our semi-final match wasn't a good one. We didn't play well. We're very disappointed in that performance. But we bounced back against France. And I suppose the French game was frustrating also because it was our own mistakes that led to a lot of their scores. But as we say, you learn from all these games. We're number four in the world now, and it's amazing.
I've been following your fortune since 2009, and those days were a lot different to now. Now you can command full houses in Ashburn. You can get 500,000 people watching you on national television here in Ireland. The game is growing rightly in the right direction, and it's brilliant to see. And it's not just about the people and this squad that have made it happen either.
No, I am. Definitely not. Like, if we can sell out a place like Ashburn and have 4,000 people there, it all comes down to supporters. It's each and every rugby club around the country. They're putting in a huge amount of work to try and get more girls, more females out playing rugby. We do have I know that IRFU have an initiative coming out now for girls minis to get them up and running. So, like, everybody's putting in, you know, a hell of a amount of effort. I think the fact that we're getting more people to our games shows you that more people want to view our matches, they want to watch women's rugby. And I'd say, fingers crossed, but hopefully we'll be using the likes of RDS or some of the stadiums around either Dublin or down to Limerick or Belfast, whatever it might be.
I'm sure you're pretty wrecked after the last few weeks, but looking forward to getting home and maybe some of this again.
Yeah, I mean, you come home and, you know, everybody's, it's just great to see everyone, you know. Like, I can't wait to see family, friends, sit down, have a cup of tea with them and spend time with them, you know. But at the same time, you'll miss the girls. When you're 3 weeks surrounded by a certain group of people, it's going to be strange. It's always strange coming away from that as well, and you do miss them. But look, a lot of these girls will be back on the team next year. Some will retire, but I know that they'll put in just as much effort, whether it's supporting, maybe they'll go into coaching roles, whatever it might be.